Gun control measures were front and center at the State of the State, with Cuomo asking lawmakers to help him pass the toughest anti-gun measures in the nation, including closing loopholes in the state's assault weapons ban, cracking down on illegal guns, and strengthening the state's mental health laws that require involuntary treatment. The governor, who himself owns a shotgun, says all are common sense measures.
And I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And too many innocent people have died already. End the madness now.
The governor also proposed numerous steps to respond to climate change and the yearly major storms that he says are the result. Cuomo wants to better coordinate and prepare emergency responders, make the subway system and fuels delivery systems flood-proof, and better regulate electric utilities. The governor railed against the federal government's response so far to disaster aid after Superstorm Sandy, saying the $9 billion approved for all states affected so far is too little too late. He called the delays in Congress an unprecedented lack of response.
Do not play politics with the state of New York. Do not bring your political Washington gridlock to New York. Do not play politics while people need to be back in their homes and small businesses need money to open their door. Remember New York, because New York will not forget, I promise you.
The governor also proposed a public campaign financing system based on New York City's model, and he wants greater disclosure of donors to new super PACs that currently use not-for-profit loopholes to hide contributors' identities. Cuomo wants to raise the minimum wage to $8.75 an hour, more than even advocates have called for, saying New York's current rate doesn't add up. Cuomo also focused on education issues, saying schools can opt in to have a longer school day or a longer school year, and the state will foot the bill. He also called for a bar exam for teachers and all-day pre-kindergarten.
We will expand the pre-K program to full-day pre-K, 5 hours, and we will start with students in the lowest wealth school districts. Let's do it today.
Economic development initiatives include expanding casino gambling, starting with 3 upstate, and a marketing plan for New York-produced food and drink, as well as the creation of some tax-free business zones. There was no mention in the speech, though, of hydrofracking as an economic development plan. The governor has said his agency will decide whether to allow the gas drilling process by late February. Outside of the speech, hundreds of anti-fracking activists demonstrated. Legislative leaders praised the speech and say they're close to an agreement already on one of the governor's top priorities, gun control legislation. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who says fruitful discussions could be wrapped up shortly, was asked whether a strengthened ban on assault weapons could be part of the deal.
Everybody has their own priorities. The Senate believes that you have to go after illegal guns, increase the penalties.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he's asked his members to be prepared to remain in Albany this week in case there's an agreement that could be voted on. Cuomo might have received the most applause during his hour-long speech when he announced a Women's Equality Act. It would, among other things, codify abortion rights in state statute.
Because it's her body, it's her choice.
Cuomo, who says he's been influenced by his 3 daughters, also wants a zero-tolerance policy against sexual harassment and pay equity. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.